Olympic Games. The Olympic Games are an international sports festival that began in ancient Greece. The original Greek Games were staged every fourth year for several hundred years until they were abolished in the early Christian era. The revival of the Olympic Games took place in 1896, and since then they have been staged every fourth year except during World War I and World War II, 1916, 1940 and 1944. Perhaps the basic difference between the ancient and modern Olympics is that the former was the ancient Greeks' way of saluting their gods, whereas the modern games are a manner of saluting the athletic talents of citizens of all nations. The original Olympics featured competition in music, oratory and theatre performances as well. The modern games have a more expansive athletic agenda, and for 2.5 weeks they are supposed to replace the rancor of international conflict with friendly competition. In recent times, however, that lofty ideal has not always been obtained. The ancient Olympics. The earliest reliable date that recorded history gives for the first Olympics is 776 BC. Although virtually all historians presume that the games began well before then. It is certain that during the midsummer of 776 BC, a festival was held at Olympia on the highly civilized eastern coast of the Peloponnesian Peninsula. That festival remained a regularly scheduled event, taking place during the pre-Christian Golden Age of Greece. As a testimony to the religious nature of the games, which were held in honor of Zeus, the most important god in ancient Greek pantheon, all wars should cease during the contest. According to the earliest records, only one athletic event was held in the ancient Olympics, a foot race of about 183 meters, 200 yards, or the length of the stadium. A cook, Choroibus of Elis, was the first recorded winner. The first few Olympics had only local appeal and were limited to one race on one day. Only men were allowed to compete or attend. A second race, twice the length of the stadium, was added in the 14th Olympics, and a still longer race was added to the next competition 4 years later. When the powerful, warlike Spartans began to compete, they influenced the agenda. The 18th Olympiad included wrestling, and a pentathlon is consisting of running, jumping, spear throwing, the javelin, discus throwing, and wrestling. Boxing was added at the 23rd Olympiad, and the games continued to expand with the addition of chariot racing and other sports. In the 37th Olympiad, in 632 BC, the format was extended to 5 days of competition. In AD 394, the games were officially ended by the Roman Emperor Theodosius I, who felt that they had pagan connotations. The modern Olympics. The revival of the Olympic Games in 1896, unlike the original Games, has a clear, concise history. Pierre de Coubertin, 1863 to 1937, a young French nobleman, felt that he could institute an educational program in France that approximated the ancient Greek notion of a balanced development of mind and body. The Greeks themselves had tried to revive the Olympics by holding local athletic games in Athens during the 1800s, but without lasting success. It was Baron de Coubertin's determination and organizational genius, however, that gave impetus to the modern Olympic movement. In 1892, he addressed a meeting of the Union des Sports Athletiques in Paris. Despite meager response, he persisted, and an international sports congress eventually convened on June 16, 1894. With delegates from Belgium, England, France, Greece, Italy, Russia, Spain, Sweden, and the United States in attendance, he advocated the revival of the Olympic Games. He found ready and unanimous support from the 9 countries. De Coubertin had initially planned to hold the Olympic Games in France, but the representatives convinced him that Greece was the appropriate country to host the first modern Olympics. The council did agree that the Olympics would move every 4 years to other great cities of the world. 13 countries competed at the Athens Game in 1896. The Games were a success, and a second Olympiad, to be held in France, was scheduled. Olympic Games were held in 1900 and 1904, and by 1908 the number of competitors more than quadrupled the number at Athens, from 311 to 2,082. Beginning in 1924, a Winter Olympics was included, to be held at a separate cold weather sports site in the same year as the Summer Games, the first held at Chamonix, France. In 1980, about 1,600 athletes from 38 nations competed at Les Placides, New York, in a program that included alpine and Nordic skiing, biathlon, ice hockey, figure skating and speed skating, bobsled and luge. But the Summer Games are still the focal point of the modern Olympics. Among the standard events are basketball, boxing, canoeing and kayaking, cycling, equestrian arts, fencing, field hockey, gymnastics, modern pentathlon, rowing, shooting, soccer, swimming and diving, tennis, track and field, volleyball, water polo, weightlifting, wrestling, freestyle and Greco-Roman, and yachting. New sports are added to the roster at every Olympic Games. Among the more prominent are baseball, martial arts, and most recently triathlon, which was first contested at the 2000 Games. The Games are governed by the International Olympic Committee, IOC, whose headquarters is in Lucerne, Switzerland. The Summer and Winter Games were traditionally held in the same year, but because of the increasing size of both Olympics, the Winter Games were shifted to a different schedule after 1992. In 2010, they will be in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.